Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Butterfly Evolution Show. Tika is on with us tonight. She's not in-house, but she is on with us tonight, and so she's going to be joining us as well. And in addition, we have Tyrone Tony Reed, who is going to come on here shortly and tell us a little bit more about his journey in the self-production of his first novel. If you all remember, we did have him on a previous show some time ago. He is still working at it diligently, so for that alone, we are hopeful that we can assist him in raising some additional funds for his project. Hopefully, if you are not able to give, hopefully you can take it to your church, you know, ask your pastors if you can stand up and talk to him, talk to the congregation about this. And so forth. There's many ways. Tell the people at work that you work with. There's many ways that you can help if you feel that you don't have the means to contribute. And keep in mind that there is no amount that is too little. Just think if a million people got together and gave a penny, how awesome that would be. So no amount is too small. So before we go into tonight's show, I just want to remind you all that the chat line, is not open. Glad I'm reminding you then, reminding myself. Okay, now it is. The chat line is open for those of you who are listening online, and for those of you who are listening by phone, of course, you know to select the number 1 when you are ready to make a comment or have a question. Just remember to select the number 1, and you can do that at any time during the show. For those of you who are listening online, remember you must be a registered follower of the show in order for us to receive your information here, your questions and your comments. So for those of you who are listening online, if you've not taken the time to register as a follower for tonight, the best way for you to tune in and make a comment or question is to just call the number for tonight. You can still keep your internet up and all that, but just call in. 818-691-7406 is the number. Again, 818-691-7406. That's what I wanted to get in for now. I see some of you are just tuning in, so I'm going to just briefly tell you again. I'm going to go ahead and bring Tyrone in with us. Tyrone is going to tell us a little bit about his project. For those of you who are listeners, loyal listeners, and previous listeners, I guess I should say, you may remember Tyrone came on some time ago to tell us about his self-publishing his book and trying to raise funds to do that. So Tyrone is going to briefly tell us tonight some more about what has happened, what is going on. I understand, and Tyrone, you are on with us. I understand Tyrone has been out on some interviews, so things are happening, and I'm excited to see how diligent you are, Tyrone, with making this happen. I love to see that in our young people. I have not forgotten about you. Sometimes, you know, we do forget some things, but you remind me on Facebook that I need to go out there and do my pledge as well. So for those of you who are listening, just coming in, remember that you can share Tyrone's story. Go on. If you can't contribute, go online, print it off, take it to your pastors. Let them go. Let him, he or she, go and look this up for themselves, and maybe you guys can together create, you know, like I said, everybody can bring pennies to church or dollars. You just don't know what you can do in numbers. So if you can't contribute, take it to people that you think maybe can on your work, you know, your employers. We just don't know what we can get if we just ask. So do that. Tyrone, you have the floor, and just tell us as much as you'd like to tell us. Tell us how to pledge. Tell us what's been going on and where you are in the process.
All right. Thank you for having me on again. I really appreciate it.
The name of the novel is SOLAD, S-O-L-A-D, and that stands for Soldiers of Light Against Darkness. It's a novel about two young people who find out what their purpose is in life, and they have to save a world overrun by demons. And these demons represent things that we face in everyday life, whether it be temptation or whether it be lust or just feeling discouraged about life or living or trying to pursue our dreams. This is my third time going through Kickstarter trying to raise the amount that I need to publish the books. The goal is $10,000, and right now I have 10 backers who have pledged $486, and there are 18 more days to go. The project will end on June 9th at 7 p.m., in order to pledge, you can go to Kickstarter.com and in the search bar type in Believe in SOLAD, and that's S-O-L-A-D, Believe in SOLAD. And there'll be a bar where you can back the project. You can back the project for as little as a dollar or up to $1,000 or however much you want to give. There are also rewards. You can get a hardcover copy of the book, an e-book, keychain mugs with the SOLAD symbols. This is a novel that I've been working on for 12 years, and this is a project that I've really worked hard to bring forth because it not only tells a great story, but it also shows you how you have to fight for your dream. I've spent some sleepless nights. I've cried some nights trying to not give up, trying to keep hope that this will be brought to the audience that I'm trying to get to. And I've gotten some encouragement, and I've also gotten people who've told me, well, this is not going to be successful, this is not going to make it. But I just believe God gave me this story, and the stories is going to follow because this is going to be a series of books. And I'm just asking people to pledge as much as they can and to also let other people know because I know in 18 days, God can do anything, and he works through people, and there are people out there who could probably give, and the goal will be reached tonight. But, you know, it just takes all of us to help one another. And it's not just to help me. Once the novel is published, I'm going to use some of the profits from the novel to help other people accomplish their dreams because I know how hard it's been for me in this past year of working towards getting the money that I need. So I'm just asking people to go to Kickstarter.com and type in Believe in SOLAD, S-O-L-A-D, post daily on your social network platforms, whatever, if you're on Facebook or Twitter, and let people know daily. I've pledged, please pledge also, because people are looking at this project. There are people who are waiting for this book to come out. There are people who are looking to see, hey, will this be successful? And I just believe that it will be. And I'm just asking people to come out and just pledge as much as they can. You can also read the first two chapters of the novel online at wearesolad, S-O-L-A-D, .blogspot.com. That's wearesolad, S-O-L-A-D, blogspot.com. And you can find the link for that at the Kickstarter site.
Okay. Okay. And Tyrone, you have did some interviews. Is there any way that people can log on to listen to some of your previous interviews that you recently did? Is there any way to go back and listen to that if they wanted to find out more about you? Or do you want to...
I'm going to upload the one from yesterday that I did in Jackson, Tennessee. I taped it, so I'm going to put that up online. I think the one that I did last year with you is still online at Butterfly Evolution.
Okay.
At least I thought I saw that earlier today.
And it is. Archive. So it is on there. So that's a good way for them to go back and listen to. Okay. So, Tyrone, something you said, and I just want to share this with everyone, so often we wait and we want to contribute to things and I don't mean this in a bad way at all, but, you know, sometimes something bad has to happen to make people want to move. I think we should contribute to something bad to make us feel good. Here is a and I keep saying young man, Tyrone, no disrespect, but a young adult, young man, a God-fearing man, a child of God, a husband, a father, who has been working years to do something positive. And he is so correct. We are soldiers of light, but we are fighting darkness. So I commend him. I so often see his posts on Facebook, and I'm in awe of his persistence in making this happen. And I think God will honor that in his time. So hopefully this is the time. And Tyrone, again, we're going to pull together and do all that we can do. And I'm asking you all again out there, if you are not able to donate, and as Tyrone said, you can donate as little as a dollar if you want, take it to your friends, you know, take it to your groups and organizations that maybe you want to come up with everybody giving a dollar and donating that way. So there are ways to help Tyrone make this dream come true. So just want to say that again, and say that from the heart. Tyrone, again, thank you so much. Anything you want to add before we move into tonight's
I just thank you for allowing me to be on here and for giving me a chance. You were the first person to let me talk about my book and my novel on your show. So I just thank you for that, and I just ask God to continue to bless you. You and Tika, as you all help us and encourage us with the messages that he gives you.
You are so welcome, and we will pray for this this round with getting the book published, and thank you, and anything we can do on this end, you know, just don't hesitate to ask. So are you going to stay in and listen to tonight's topic?
I am.
Okay. Well, if you want to come back in, just let me know one more time just for you all, and we'll say it again at the end. It's Kickstarter.com, and then you type in Believe in Solad. That's correct?
That's correct.
Tyrone, Believe in Solad?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. And then you can read the first two chapters at wearesoladblogspot.com. And what I'll do is I'll post that on the blog, on the Butterfly Evolution site there, and on my Facebook. And for those of you who are listening, if you miss all this, you can certainly call me. I'm going to be giving my number out again here just shortly in the show. And you can also submit it by email on the Blog Talk Radio Show website. So I'll give that out again. Thanks, Tyrone, and we are looking forward to reading this book so we can get some more light. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
If you want to come back in, just push your number one again, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you all for being patient with us to allow Tyrone to, you know, to talk about that again. I think that we need to start pulling together for some positive things and not actually wait till disaster happens. Again, I think people are ready to get in the front of the line when things like that, when disasters happen. But let's give to some good causes, some good things as well. So moving into tonight's topic, of course, it is about, is it okay to lie? I want to give a special thanks to a friend, a new friend of mine that I recently met. She actually brought this or introduced this topic to me, had no idea she was even thinking about the radio show, but she introduced this topic to me several weeks ago. And, of course, initially my thoughts were, when she gave me the article, she said, I think I have a topic for you. And she gave me this piece of paper that said, is it okay, is it ever okay to lie? And so I went, well, I took the paper and read it a little bit, and I said, absolutely not. I don't think it's ever really okay to lie, you know, however we do it. So that being said, she went on to explain to me or tell me that, or explain to me situations in the Bible where people lied. People of God, so to speak, did tell lies. So, of course, that struck my interest and made me think a little different at that time, but not enough for me to just really say yes or no. So, thanks to you, Dominique. Again, she's one of our new listeners to the show, recently moved in this area, and so she's been listening, so thanks for that. You hopefully will hear more about Dominique as she and I are talking about or actually working on a business transaction together that hopefully we'll have up and running in a month or so. So getting back to our topic, is it okay to lie? Again, when I first heard of this, I said absolutely not. But after going through my research, going through this topic, Tika even today called me and thought, oh my goodness, I think she said she's going to start keeping a journal after just researching this topic. Same here, because I think if we really are honest with ourselves and really just soak on this for a minute, you will find that there are instances that we do not tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So as we go through this, it is our desire or, you know, the motive here is to get you to think more about what you say, why you say it, what is your motives behind what you say, and really think about what is the definition of lie, in which I'm going to give you that here shortly. But start thinking about that and start thinking about what you are saying, what you're not saying, what your intentions, what you're intending on saying, and so forth. So that's what this is about tonight. Now, what I'm going to say now is, of course, after reviewing this topic, after researching, there are times that I think it may be okay to lie. And don't fall out your chairs, don't hang up right now, but I want to explain, give me a minute to, or give me some time to really explain why and what I mean by this, because it was just as hard for me to say that as it is probably for some people to hear, because sometimes that's just how we are, but we really just need to be real about it and just call it what it is. So there are instances, I'm going to say it again, that I think it just may be okay to tell a lie. So I want to first define lie. Basically, Webster defines it as a false or misleading impression. And some other another definition is the opposite of truth. Okay, so a false or misleading impression or the opposite of truth. Okay. I think after this, maybe we should come up with another word for those times when it is okay to tell a lie, because lying just sounds so harsh. But, again, it is what it is. I want to throw a few things out to you before Tika comes on. I just want to throw a few things out to you, and I want you to listen to these, think about the definition of lie, and then kind of think to yourself, well, is that person lying? Is that person not lying? If so, is it okay? If they are lying, is it okay for in this case? If they're not lying, then why is it not a lie based on the definition? Okay, here's a few. Is a magician lying when he tells his audience that he's going to cut his assistant in half? Okay, is a magician lying when he tells his audience that he's going to cut his assistant in half? Okay, do you think he's lying or not? If so, why? Why not? Vice versa. Is an employee, secretary, what have it, lying when someone calls and the boss instructs the employee to say that he or she is not in the office? And remind you, it said he instructs them to say he's not in the office. That means he is. Mm-hmm. Boy, have I been part of that life. What about when someone calls your house? Funny situation, you tell your kids, tell them I'm not home. And if you're like me, when I used to tell children that, they'll say, she says she's not home. So think about that. Are we lying when we say that? A recent occurrence happened with someone in my circle to where this person said that, you know, I had to tell a little lie because many of you probably can relate to this, probably women more so than men, maybe, but how many times have a friend come to you, friend of your circle, and say to you, and start telling you a, you know, situation, something has happened, or telling you about something that's going on in their life, And then in the midst of that, they say, oh, did so-and-so not tell you about it? Well, yes, you already know about it because, yes, so-and-so has told you about it. But you say, no, I didn't know, because you don't want to let out that, yes, someone else has told me that this is going on with you or this has happened to you. And sometimes some people are also trying to trap you and see if someone is telling something about you or talking about you, and so to speak. I've certainly been a part of that circle where I say, no, I didn't know, but this just happened to someone that I know, and they said, you know, I felt bad, but I said, no, I didn't know. So think about that. Is it lying? Is it not? If it's okay, if it's not. What about, this is kind of a, I don't know, neutral one, I guess, but when we tell our kids that there is a Santa, or when we were told that there is a Santa, mm-hmm. What about when we lie about our current salaries? To explain that one a bit more, most times when people are applying for jobs, sometimes they inflate their salary a little bit for resume purposes. Are we lying when we do that? Based on the definition of lying, are we lying? I just have a few more. What about, and this I think is an interesting one because it involves Christians, so to speak. What about when people that are going to do, and this really happened to a friend of mine who went over to do missionary work, and she could not put on the application that she was actually going to do the missionary work, to preach the gospel, to tell people about the gospel. She could not put that on there because she would be denied, you know, into that country. So is that lying? It wasn't the truth. Is that lying? Is that okay? So things like this made me rethink and re-kind of just put all my thoughts aside and look at this fresh in a fresh way. This is one that will just kind of humor you, mainly for humor more than anything, and this is for all of my friends that I know have did this. How many times, I no longer have to do this, but how many times, ladies, do we go shopping and we leave the merchandise in the back of the car until our spouses are gone, and then we bring it in and hang it up, only to put it on later? And if he's a good husband, he will say, honey, you look nice. When'd you get that? Oh, I've had this for quite a while. As a matter of fact, I wore this before. Don't you remember it? Did that. So that one was a little bit funny to me, but I know many women that have did that, and maybe they still are. You know, we leave those purses in the back of the car and clothing and things like that. So in these situations, what do you think? Are they lying? If so, again, is it okay or was it okay in these situations? And I want to hear, we want to hear what your thoughts are on that throughout this show. You don't have to come on now, but the lines are open. So we want to hear your thoughts on that as what you think about that. So the lines are open. If you don't have anything right now, Tika's going to come in and do her introduction part, and then we'll pick back up. Tika?
Hello, everyone. Tonight's topic, I didn't think it would hit me or impact me the way that it did, because just in my walk with God, I've seen myself been making so many changes in my life, letting the old life die and this new life live. And so many ways I see myself honoring God in what I do. But when I began to really, you know, do my homework in this and kind of research about it and really start reading what the Bible had to say about it, and it wound up truly shocking me, because of course a lie is a false statement, and it's made with a deliberate coup, with the deliberate, you're deliberately intending to deceive someone. So you're aware of what you're about to say, you're aware that it's not the truth, but we like to say that it's just not the truth, but we don't want to call it a lie, because like Tammy said, lie sounds so harsh, so I'm just not going to tell the truth. But it made me, no one wants to walk around and say, yes, I'm a liar. But then when I really started thinking of the little things that I will say, or the little white lies, or with me having a passive personality, I will maybe not tell the full truth, wanting to spare someone's feelings, or I will say that I'm available or able to do something when I know it's too much on my plate, or when I know that I really don't want to do it, when I know that I cannot work it in my schedule. I'll say that I can. I'll say that I can handle it. I'll say that's okay. Oh, that's fine. I don't mind, when I really do mind. And so it's a part of me with wanting to be assertive, but then again, you know, wanting to agree with others, wanting to make the situation smoother or easier, wanting to be agreeable and have, you know, a harmonious outcome always. And no matter what, it's not going to always be a harmonious outcome, but that's just my personality. But as I started studying this, the two main reasons I found that we lie is usually rooted in fear or pride. And fear has been a topic for several occasions. And pride. And the first reason saying that fear is because when we're afraid of the consequences, we tend to not tell the truth. So we yield to fear and we show a lack of trust in God to take care of the situation. And the reason that pride is the second root of dishonesty, it says, because we're prideful and we're concerned about what men think of us, men meaning men, man, woman, mankind. We desire man's approval instead of God's approval. So we tend to, you know, embellish some things. And another thing that was very shocking to me as I did some research into lying, growing up, my grandmother, you know, I always knew, to me, I thought that there were two abominations. I thought that there were two things that God truly despised. And she always told me that it was blasphemy and homosexuality. And as I did some research last night, I came across learning that lying was an abomination. And I didn't really want to receive that when I found it there, so I had to look to several more areas. And I have a really old King James Bible. It's not a 2010 version. It's a 1970s King James Version. And I noticed that the versions of the Bible, it seems that over time or certain ones tend to water down how strong something is. Because if God dislikes something, dislike and an abomination, to me, that's on two separate scales. So I wind up learning that a lying tongue is not only something that God hates, but it's something that's an abomination to him. And an abomination is something that's greatly disliked. It's an intense aversion, it's vile, and it's a detestable action. So that bothered me because I know that I do tell what we all call little white lies, you know, things that we want to spare someone's feelings or you know, maybe it could be small things, you know, by not calling someone back, by telling them, okay, I forgot to call you back, when really we just wanted to keep to ourselves, or we just wanted our time to ourselves, or, you know, not telling the truth about how you're feeling, you know, when someone asks you, you know, how you're feeling, you know, fine, I'm feeling fine, or how you doing? Oh, I'm doing great. You know, just not wanting to tell anybody, giving them that deep exposure into your life. But Proverbs 6:16 through 19 says, these six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that is devilish with wicked imaginations, feet that are swift in running mischief, and a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. So this was something that really, truly made me think. And as Tammy mentioned also, I told myself, I'm going to do a journal. I'm going to journal myself over this next week to see, and I'm going to be honest with myself, to see how many times do I lie, even when it's not necessary, because I think we become so accustomed and it becomes a part of our just regular daily talk. We do it without really thinking or realizing that we're doing it. It's something that's kind of routine and it's commonplace. And you know, no Christian wants to say, yes, I'm a liar, but I honestly can tell you that we all do it. And before I let Tammy come back, I want to give you the points of deception. I have six reasons that people lie. And the points of deception are that most lies are not meant to be hurtful to others. And that's what Tammy's saying, that when she was saying, I think it's okay to lie in some circumstances or some instances, because a lot of lies are not meant to hurt others. Rather, they're meant to help the one doing the lying. And sometimes it's meant to just kind of cover things. But one is lying to save face. in line to save face, an example would be, okay, oh, I never got the shower invitation, or I'm sorry I was late. It was a huge, you know, accident on the freeway, when knowing good and well it wasn't a huge accident, but that's just line to save face. But its purpose is for self-preservation. And self-preservation means that people usually like to cover up where there are errors in their life, because they don't want other people to view and recognize their errors. Number two is lying to shift blame. Lying to shift blame is saying, well, I'm not supposed to make that decision, you are, or it's my boss's decision, not mine, or my husband never told me that you called, or I gave this to my child and she was supposed to give it to you, but I, you know, that's basically saying I did my part and it was somebody else who messed it up. This purpose is to effectively give away power and control. And when this is done habitually, it can diminish the person's ability to deal with bigger problems. The lying, number three, is lying to avoid confrontation. And that's usually an example is that's saying, for example, that's wonderful, Mom. I'll make sure I'm at the airport in 3 hours. Or you're doing a great job, but we, you know, can't afford to keep our housekeeper, so we have to let you go. It's like we don't really want to be in a confrontation with a person, so we'll, before kind of giving some of the truth, we add something way beyond what it truly is that we really want to say. So we kind of want to water down what we really want to say, so we give it a big umbrella of something great that we put on top of it. And this purpose is an unbelievable excuse that helps someone to avoid that uncomfortable talk. Number four is lying to get one's way. I won't be at work today. I got caught. And this big thing is going around, this sickness that's going around, it's a bug that's going around, and so I won't be there. How many times do we, you know, that's lying to get one's way, lying, you know, saying I don't feel good, so we don't go to work, when there's so many other things we have to do. And that reason is a personal gain, but when a lie like this is uncovered, the recipient of it is unlikely to be charitable or understanding when you do get caught in this lie. Number five is lying to be nice, and I'm very guilty of this. One example is just saying, you know, someone looks great in something that they have on, or outfit that they have on, or something that maybe a dress is too short, or some shoes are just, in your opinion, personal opinion, hideous, but you just may say, girl, that's cute, that looks good together, or you look nice, or yes, I like your hair that way. And so this is, you know, how is this really meant to, is it helping that person, or is it helping you? And this purpose in some cases is that, when it's done excessively, it makes the interactions with people less authentic, because you're not being honest with how you feel or what you're thinking. And it's not that you have an intention to be cruel, but anything that's told or given in love, even if it's not received the way you expect it to be received, if you tell or give the truth in love, there's nothing that you should feel condemned about or guilty about, or, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Because if you said it in love, you'll be okay with it. If you said it out of envy, if you said it just to be mean, if you said it, you know, to hurt the person's feeling, then that's when guilt usually sets in and you feel bad by it. And the last one is lying to make oneself feel better. And one way this is just saying you're going to pay out the credit card soon, or you never watch television, or, you know, you're just sitting in a conversation and telling people the things you do or don't do when you know good and well, oh, I never eat fast food. No good and well, you got a pack of French fries in your purse, or, you know, I never drink sodas, and you keep a six-pack in the refrigerator. I don't drink, and you know that you're an occasional drinker, but you tell people that you don't drink, period. So that's lying to make oneself feel better. And the purpose of this is to reassure it's a false reassurance. But then when people do start to recognize those deceptions, these are areas and these are lies that will, no matter what, snowball out of control. And so no matter what, I've always thought that honesty was the best policy, and it is. And the Bible does, of course, tell us that the truth shall set you free. And this is John 8, 31 and 32. Jesus said to the people who believed in him, you are truly my disciples, and if you remain faithful to my teaching, then you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. But then we find these stories in the Bible, one being Rahab, when she didn't tell the truth about hiding the spies. And when Isaac and when Abraham didn't tell the truth about their wives being their wives and about their wives being their sisters, it's those instances in the Bible to where it's causing me to question, okay, what are my motives? Because there's usually a motive behind a lie. There's a reason for it. You don't just do it because there's absolutely no reason. There's a reason behind every lie. And even when we don't want to call it a lie, even when we want to say we're massaging the truth is a lie. And even though we don't want to call ourselves a liar, that is, in essence, what we are really doing. But I guess we're trying to come to the shoulder to really point it out so you can know what it is, because if it's done in love or it's done to protect someone, that's when it needs to be a balance in making the right kind of call versus when there's deception behind it, when there's deception behind it, and malicious motives when it's behind it is totally something I know that God detests. But then what is it when we're protecting somebody? Me and Tim were talking a little earlier, and she says that if she had an estranged husband and he came to the door looking for her, and I knew in the back of my mind that me telling him where she is, this could possibly be a murder case. So when he comes to the door looking for her, and he says, well, where is she? Is she home? I'm going to say, no, I haven't seen her. I don't know where she is, knowing good and well that she's in the back of the house, but I'm not going to let him in. I'm not going to tell her. So the truth is that I did lie to him, but that is a lie that I told to protect her, because I want my friend to stay alive. I want her to be safe, and I don't want to know that I squealed her out or exposed her and have that guilt ride. No matter what, that would be guilt that I would have for the rest of my life, knowing that I said something because I told the truth, and now my friend is no longer here anymore. So those are just some things that we want you to think about, and I really, truly would truly like some feedback from this, because I know a lot of people have opinions about what they may feel are good lies or bad lies, or there are no good or bad lies, or all lies are wrong. We would really, truly love to get your feedback and your opinion and your input on this show. So please feel free to call in and comment and share with us some of your feelings about this topic tonight.
Okay. Thanks, Tika. I really did love those points of, I think you called them points of deception. So I didn't get to review that part on your, didn't get to review much of it. I'll just be honest, because we're talking about lies. I didn't really get to review any of your stuff that you sent me. So I love those, and I'm going to change mine around a little bit, because I want to share, based on what Tika just said, she gave us all of those things, and I can't remember all of them. I did write them down here, but temptation, I want to read this to you, and I'm going to throw myself off a little bit, but that's okay. Temptation to lie never ceases. People are they are always present, meaning the temptation. Lying is such a quick, and this is the part that I really want you to listen to, lying is such a quick and effortless way to gain an advantage over others. It appears to offer easy and swift escape from embarrassment, fear, and Tika mentioned that one, I know. So it appears to offer easy and swift escape from embarrassment, fear, and guilt. Here again, but the Bible says, lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. And that's Proverbs 12 and 22. And I know Tika mentioned abomination, and I'm not sure if that was the verse that you were talking about, Tika, but that is so
that's
true.
That's a different
to
one. The one that you just mentioned, that's a different one.
Well, Proverbs 12 and 22, that's what it speaks about. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. So really, people, it's just about common sense in lying. Like Tika said, if someone comes to the door looking for me and she knows they mean me no good, that they mean me harm, it will be crazy for her to say, oh, yeah, she's here. Go on. She's back in the back. That's no common sense. So in everything, we have to use common sense as well. But I just wanted to get that in since Tika had gave those wonderful things on points of deception, I think is what they were called. And this may be a little off on our topic, but as you were talking, Tika, I thought about when we were at Galeed's graduation, Jolie, I probably should say for radio purposes, but her real name is Jolie, but we were at her graduation, and when Tika's oldest baby kind of looked at someone, and Tika said, stop judging, stop judging. And again, I know this is off, but, you know, it wasn't that she, I said, I don't think she's judging. I just think she has an opinion, and she's being honest about that opinion. It was basically the way that, and I'll just say it, the way that this, to me, this person looked like they had rolled their hair in maple syrup, to me. And it wasn't their hair, it was an actual weave. Nothing against weave, but I feel like if you're going to wear a weave, it needs to be the baddest weave ever. So, again, sometimes we confuse truth with, and I'm going to share more on this, we kind of replace truth as thinking it's harsh. You know, it's, you know, when you speak the truth, if you say, you know, well, I really don't like that, that really just doesn't fit your body well. You know, sometimes people think the truth is a bad thing, or people that speak the truth are, you know, bad people or uncaring people. And I'm going to get back on target here, but that's something else to throw out there. I kind of ended up with giving you some examples of when people are lying or when they're not lying. Think about this. As I just said, sometimes we lie or people lie to not hurt someone's feelings. Okay, so how is that helping people? And I just want you to think about that for right now. When you don't tell people the truth, some people say that I didn't because I didn't want to hurt their feelings. I would think it's more hurting me for you to lie because I'm not getting the real you. I'm not getting your real feelings or anything like that. So briefly, too, I want to just bring this point up. Like everything, people do take everything. Some people take things overboard. They, you know, it's overkill. And in this particular article that I read, this author of the article was explaining that a Christian person was advising that Christian people should not read nonfiction books, okay? So this was a Christian person saying that Christian people should not read nonfiction books because Christians should not expose themselves to lies. Okay, now this is a situation where I say comes back to common sense, and I think this is a bit overkill because if Christians should not expose themselves to lies, then we just need to hang it up and go on home where, you know, we just need to go leave this world because this world is full of lies. So that's just wanting you to see how sometimes we can take things overboard. We can just kind of overkill on some things. So just giving you some points and some things to ponder about. And I want to ask you this question, now that we've gone through this, you know, has this changed your perception of lies? Is, you know, do you think that lying is part of your world, even if it's the good lies or the bad lies? And, of course, we want to put some focus and make you think about, again, what you talk, what is your tongue bringing up, you know, what's your daily talk like? You remember we've said on the show, you know, we should always be thinking and moving forward and trying to change and really looking at things. That's what I'd love to have people to do. For me, I remember Friday night was in kind of a text conversation with someone, and I was, you know, about to text something that was not quite the truth. It really was not quite the truth. And so because of this topic, I thought, wait, Tammy, that is, you know, this person could take that another way. So I you know, backed it out. And so I had to reword it to make it really be understood and to say exactly what it was. So thankfully, this show made me think, and that is, the one desire, the one goal here is to, for everyone, including myself, to be able to take something away from each show. And I feel like if I'm not getting something from the show, then I have not allowed God to lead in the topics, is what we say. So I'm hopeful that each and every Monday that you decide to tune in, that throughout your week that you are thinking, okay, so that means tomorrow as you talk, as you open your mouth, as you think, I'm hoping that you will say, okay, am I really being honest here? Am I giving the whole truth and nothing but the truth when it's times where you can do that? Because, again, it comes from common sense, and then sometimes you may just have to say, you know, well, no, not really, and you know. And I think God clearly understands those times, and it's all really about motive as well. So another question for you, and the lines are open, you guys, so please press the number one. I would love to hear your thoughts on this, your perception, your understanding of it. And even if you don't agree, because disagreeing could bring some additional light into how I feel, into how Tika feels, and some of the other listeners as well. So feel free. The lines are open. The chat line is open as well for those of you who are listening online. I want to ask this very important question. Do you feel that we as society have become conditioned to lie? Okay? If we have become conditioned to lie, has society just kind of made it to where we feel that we have to lie a lot of times? For instance, Tika mentioned calling into work. Sometimes I think people feel like I have to say that I'm sick in order to get paid for the day. Good example, you know, if you don't say you're sick, sometimes you won't say if you only have a personal day or a sick day or something, vice versa. Whatever the day it is, you're not sick, but you may have the sick day left or not a personal day, so you can't say I need a personal day because you only have sick days that you will get paid for. Another good situation. I certainly have did that before. I remember one time calling in saying I was sick, and I saw my boss's husband at the mall where I was. So I just waved and said, hi, I'm feeling better. You know, another lie, I wasn't sick. So these are things that I just want you to start thinking about. But I thought that was a really good question because, and I think, yes, I think society has in some way conditioned us to lie based on the world just being a world of deception and a world of lies. So my answer to that is absolutely. I think we have, and I think that we've become, even in the church, especially in the corporate world, that we just kind of dance around the truth. We really do. Very rarely do people want to hear the truth. But I think it is a time that we should just put the truth on the table and say, here it is, let's deal with it. So even in my line of work with real estate agents, so often we ask them to do market analysis, and this is a prime example of society conditioning us to lie. But in market analysis, they have to basically advise or explain what it will take to put this house on the market, you know, what's the true value of it, what should the person do or not do. And in so many instances, they don't want to put this in the report. They want to make the report look good, and then they want to tell me behind the scenes what the house really, really needs, because they don't want to be, even in their profession, they don't want to be honest with this person out of fear that the person will not choose them to list their home. Now, what's ironic about that is the very thing that needs to be done to the house is what is needed to get an offer on the house, or for the house to even compete in the market. And I think, how sick is this? Why would you want to waste your time and lie to this person, not give the person the whole truth, and then put the house on the market knowing that it may not even sell because you've not given them the whole truth about their house? They escalate the price up and so forth. So that is really sickening to me. And when you think about society conditioning us to lie, that is another example of absolutely society does condition us to lie. I want to read this, and Tika, feel free to jump in after this one if you have more. Lying is an acceptable way of life. Our world is accurately described by Isaiah's description of ancient Israel. And that's basically in Isaiah 59 and 4 talks about, I'm sorry, Jeremiah 7 and 28 talks more about how God viewed the Israelites' epidemic of lies. And it says, but you shall say unto them, this is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord their God, not receiveth correction. Truth is perished. and is cut off from their mouth. And I think that is a good example of the world that we live in today and could be a result of why we are where we are in this world today. You look at all the reality shows, every star, I mean, pretty soon you might as well not have cable. Every star is going to be on there talking about their lives. And are they really bringing us the truth? And we're allowing them to feed the children, our mind, you know, our children's mind with lies. So are we conditioned to lie based on society? Again, the lines are open. I will stop there. Tika, you can come on back in, and I'll pick up on my next section.
Okay. Well, I wanted to say that one of the Ten Commandments tells about lying. It doesn't say lie, but it says, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And so that's in Exodus 20 and 16. But I guess one of the easiest things is, I mean, we're always, like Tammy says, is the society really makes it to where we're conditioned to lie. Your jobs will have you. There's a lot of, say, you know, in the sales industry, period, there's a lot of stuff that is withheld from you. And when you withhold truth, that's deceptive as well. So even withholding it, and you can say, well, I didn't say anything, but still by you not sharing the truth and by you not exposing, say, for example, you're trying to sell a car. If you're not exposing some of the damage that it's had, this car has had, that's deceptive in nature. And so that is definitely a lie. But I guess for the most part is that just looking in the mirror to see if we're leading by example, especially those of us who know that we feel our calling on leading or teaching or being an influencer on someone. No matter what, we have to be an example for what it is that we're trying to convey to people. And so most of all, realizing that this is truly a fallen world. I mean, we do not live in heaven. This is a fallen world. This is a fallen world, and we know who is the prince of this world. And so lying is, when I tell you, it's just so prevalent. It's done with everybody every day. I don't even know if there's someone who goes a full entire day without telling a lie, even if it's something very small. But I believe that it's something that we do on a consistent basis or a daily basis, or even we'll call them little white lies. And by attaching the word little and white, it makes it okay, and it can just slide through the radar of God is going to let this pass. But whose radar was supposed to be on? Are we on his radar or our radar? I've also found that the reason people lie is that lying is attached to one's self-esteem. And so when our self-esteem feels threatened, it drives us to lie. So once a person feels that they have a need to explain themselves or they have a need to put themselves up higher, put themselves on a pedestal, they will tend to lie, or they will tend to exaggerate. Or when they're put in certain circles or they get involved with certain cliques, they will find themselves putting themselves in that place of in that place of pristine, like a pristine type of job, you know. Say if you really don't
important
have,
kind of like,
yeah, yes, and you know, in some circles, or you may that may not be where you fit in, but you figure, well, I'm gonna speak like them, and I'm gonna say that I do what they do, and I'm gonna make myself fit in this circle, and they just added all types of things to your resume, to what you do, to your lifestyle, to, you know, you'll even say, oh, yes, I love playing golf. Hadn't hit a golf ball in your entire life, or you've played putt-putt golf, but these are true golfers, and you're telling them how, oh, yes, I can come join you, I can come do this. We want to fit in. So I think a lot of times we'll lie because we simply want to fit in, and sometimes that's not where you belong. So sometimes we don't need to fit in, or we don't need to be made to feel as if, well, I'm as valuable as they are, or I'm as high up as they are. Some things you don't even need to involve yourself in, and so we don't need to feel like we're not as worthy as someone else just because we don't do what they do, or we don't earn what they earn, or we don't live in the kind of house they live in, or drive the kind of car that they drive, because we don't know what comes with the things that they have. We have no idea. We're just on the outside looking in, and they have no idea of why you're where you are or why you drive the car you drive and live in the house that you, you know, live in and wear the clothes that you wear. And so for the most part, we putting up facades, you know, putting up a facade and pretending, and we like pretending is a lie. We like to pretend, and there's just any I don't like any form of pretending, because it's not real. You're not authentic. You're not genuine. It's deceptive, very deceptive. And so for the most part, we can take a line out of context in that part. You know, when you want to be real, when people, you want people to really get to know you and be able to have a level of respect for you and be able to know that you're dependable and they can hold you accountable for important things. If you're constantly lying, then that tells that person who you are, that your character has a lot, your character is who you are. And so if you are known as a liar, everybody that you associate with will know that you are unreliable, unpredictable, and don't you share anything with them, because they're trouble. They're walking trouble. They won't be there to back you up. They won't be there to pull you through if you get in this kind of bind, or if you got to do this kind of meeting and you got, you know, presentations and stuff you have to do. They will just know you're not reliable. Or the people that boast and speak a really, really good game, the people who are full of talk, they're liars. They're full of talk, because one thing you do, I've learned recently, and this is just something I constantly tell myself, I have two eyes and one mouth, so see more, speak less. Let me just pay attention with my eyes. And so the ones that are doing so much talk and know everything, sometimes you don't even have to have anybody tell you, watch that one right there. The one doing the most talking, your little inside instinct, intuition kicks in and tells you, keep your mouth closed, keep your eyes open, and just watch out for that. And so there's a lot of things that will show you where to recognize deception. But I want to point out this scripture right here, because this one just truly stood out to me too. And it was talking about the Bible list the sin of lying as one of the things that will lead us to hell, along with some of the other grievous ones. And this scripture is Revelation 21:7-8. And it says that he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. And it gives a list of all the different things that God is talking about. But I put a little definition beside each one. It says, but the fearful, frightened and afraid, but the unbelieving, that's filled with doubt and skeptical, and the abominable, repugnantly hateful, detestable, loathsome, and very unpleasant, and murderers, killing other human beings, and whoremongers, someone who consorts with whores, and sorcerers, practicing witchcraft and black magic, and adulterers, someone who worships something and someone above God, excessive admiration, and all liars. And that's a false statements made with a deliberate intent to deceive, shall have their part in the lake which burneth in the fire and brimstone, and which is the second death. And so when I read that, I'm like, how did liars fit into that category? That lying is just not that bad, but it is bad. It doesn't need to fit on my scale of is it good or is it bad or is it okay or maybe it's not as bad as I want it to be. But when I look at it on the scale of what does God have to say about it, it's like I have to take myself out of that and recognize it for what it is. And also before you come back, Tammy, there's one more scripture I wanted to read. Well, two more. It's 1 John 2:4, and it says, if someone claims I know God but doesn't obey God's commandments, that person is a liar and is not living in the truth. And then 1 John 4:20 says, if someone says I love God but hates a Christian brother or sister, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people we can see, how can we love God whom we can't see? And so being a liar is not something, that's not something, I don't think that there's one person on this earth that would like to just raise their hand and give themselves that label or that title. We give ourselves plenty of labels. There's tons of them. I don't even think me and Timmy could put all the labels on the show of what we can call ourselves. But one thing we will intentionally not call ourselves is a liar. And that stands out to me more than anything, because that's the one thing that no one would admit to, but something that I believe practically everyone does.
Okay. Thanks, Tika. Thanks. I want to share, and this is kind of was labeled under a fundamental question or choice, basically. And it says, we follow God's example of truthfulness and honesty in our actions and communications, or we follow the example of the originator of lying, which is Satan. Jesus tells us that the devil is a liar and the father of lies. And this is in John 8:44, where, you know, Jesus tells us that the devil is a liar and the father of lies. And think about how Eve was deceived at the very beginning and then talked Adam into partaking in the forbidden fruit as well. You know, Genesis talks about that. Hopefully all of you know that story. But this act of disobedience, of course, brought suffering to us all. And basically, I think, and this goes right back into Tyrone's, you know, Darkness, his novel on Soldiers of Light Against Darkness. And for those of you who are just tuning in, Tyrone was on telling us earlier about his project with his novel. But the devil has relentlessly misinformed and misled people ever since Eve and Adam, ever since. And Satan's malicious influence is so great that he deceives the whole world, you know, Revelations 12:9. It is all too easy for us to follow his example in our dealings with others, and especially when lying is so commonly practiced around us. It goes right back to society. Has society conditioned us to lie? Just before I ended, I did not share one thing with you, and I think this is so important. Remember the time when people would do business on a handshake alone? There were no contracts. There were no all of that stuff. People, you could shake someone's hand or they could tell you something, and their word alone meant everything. Their integrity meant everything to them. So we are long past those days, of course, because of the society. Because, again, we can't call in and say, you know, I just need to be off today and use whatever day you have. You are conditioned to have to say, I'm sick, when you're really not. So, great example. In your line of work, after hearing all this, can you think of any situations, or can you relate at least to how society would prefer to hear the watered-down truth? I find it interesting that, again, some people say that, you know, well, I didn't say the truth because, again, I didn't want to hurt that person's feelings. I want to just, this is a quote that I found, and this is, I may read this one twice, but it's a quote that is worth reading twice so that you get it all. It goes, there is beauty in truth, even if it's painful. Those who lie twist life so that it looks tasty to the lazy, it looks brilliant to the ignorant, and powerful to the weak. But lies only strengthen our defects. They don't teach anything, they don't help anything, they don't fix anything, nor do they cure anything. They don't develop one's character, one's mind, one's heart, or one's soul. I want to read that one more time. There is beauty in truth, even if it's painful. Those who lie twist life so that it looks tasty to the lazy, brilliant to the ignorant, and powerful to the weak. But lies only strengthen our defects. They don't teach anything, help anything, fix anything, or cure anything, nor do they develop one's character, one's mind, one's heart, or one's soul. And that was by Jose Harris. Want to break that down just a little bit, and I just say the last thing that we ever want to strengthen is our defects. Don't ever want to strengthen our defects, our emotional defects. We want to always work to get to the root of those, get rid of those, change them, and move forward. I was reminded when going back to this, just thinking about the world today, where this quote is so, it's just so on point with where we are, I believe, as a society today. Think about society. I think that we're a lazy society. So if the truth is are doing people a favor, but this is what we're doing. We're telling the lazy people, no, you don't have to get out and work. You don't have to do this. And ignorance, I mean, just keep it straight. Ignorance has become, I sometimes look at people and think, this, you cannot be for real. This is, are you serious? One of our listeners will appreciate this. I thought about this today. I was on the phone with her, and I was asking her to ask, she was, of course, lives out of town. I was asking her to ask this particular wing place, how much notice will I have to give if I decided to order wings from them for a function? How much notice would I have to give for the order if I wanted to order 100, you know, wings or 200? And this person worked there that she asked, and this person gave her an answer, I don't know. And it was just that simple. I don't know. Not I'll go find out. Not let me check for you. I don't know. They worked there. And I'm on the phone thinking, are you serious? That is, to me, ignorance. That is just plump ignorance. And she had to ask for the manager to get an answer. But, again, lies make, again, the make life look tasty to the lazy, brilliant to the ignorant, and powerful to the weak. So we have to operate in honesty. And so, of course, you know by now, we are, of course, saying that, yes, there is a time where you, it is going to have to be okay to lie, but God's word is about truth, of course, and we don't want people to mistake that and just lie, 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 even when it's not necessary. And I think human nature, we are condition, and it's so quick to lie sometimes. Sometimes you'll say something before you even think about it, and then you realize, oh, that wasn't really, that's not really the truth, you know. So think about that. I had, I got a call from a listener today as well when they found out what the show was about, and he kind of brought up a topic that he was, or a situation that he was going through last night, and apparently a Christian, and he's a Christian as well, but another Christian, they were having a conversation, and this person told him that if he lies on his application that he's not trusting God and not, you know, not being faithful, so to speak, and they kind of got in like a little heated conversation, and we talked more, and this example came up. He says, okay, well, let me ask you this, and was talking about one of his friends. So I'm just going to turn this situation around a little bit because I don't think he's going to come in and share it with us. But, you know, let's say you're married. Let's use me for an example. I'm married, and I've put on quite a few pounds since my marriage, and I quite a few, you know, noticeably few. And I ask my spouse, am I getting bigger? And let's say it's coming from my bad eating habits. I'm sitting up at night eating donuts and cakes and ice cream. And let's say I ask my spouse, you know, am I putting on weight and am I getting too large and so forth? He says, no, honey, you're good. But he really does not feel that way. He really thinks, yes, I'm getting there. I'm getting a little overboard, you know, not healthy and so forth. Why, and taking it back to not wanting to hurt anyone's feelings, and certainly, you know, no spouse should want to hurt anyone's feelings, but how is that helping someone? How would that be helping me if all I do is, I'm not going to change my eating habits because in my eyes, I think I'm fine. My husband says I'm fine. He has no issues. But what if he says, you know, baby, maybe we should start eating a little better or something. There's a way to say it. So, another prime example of how quickly we kind of we mislead people, so to speak. We tell those little white lies, as Tika says. So think about that. Again, as you go through this week, think about, you know, those little white lies. So some people, I think, really do allow lies to validate their life. They know that the situation needs to be changed. I was talking to Tika earlier, and we were talking about, you know, if I have a house and it's kind of messy, and you notice how soon people try to clean up when company is coming, as if they have a clean house all year round, and then you notice how some people won't clean up, but if you go over their house and you say, wow, you know, this house is a mess. Most people, in most cases, they will try to clean up later. So what I'm saying, and sometimes in truth, you will motivate people to move beyond their bondage. And I think lying, the kind of lying we're talking about that's not okay, I think lying is truly a bondage. And I think you've heard me say this many times before. The biggest lies that we tell are the ones that we tell to ourselves. So the more you ignore a situation, that person will ignore it too. Prime example, you can walk around for a year, someone can owe you money, and they can act like they forgot, and you can act like you've forgotten as well. If you never say anything, they never will either. But as soon as you mention it, they get angry, but they pay you. In most cases, they will truly get angry, but they will pay you the money, because all the time they knew that you knew, but if you're not going to ask, I'm not going to say anything. So mm-hmm. that's just how the world has been conditioned to, or has conditioned us to respond to one another. But by the time, because you wait so long, by the time you say it, you probably say it in anger, because you've held that dishonesty in for so long. You know, you see this person all the time, and that anger just builds up, and you feel like, you know, they've lied to you, they didn't pay you back, and now they're going to ignore it. And by the time you say that, everything is just all off now, because you waited so long to speak the truth. So another very good example. So we should do something and start speaking up and just helping people move forward in their lives, helping each other move forward. The lines are still open. I can't believe you guys are this quiet with
me
this
either.
Topic. I just knew that you would come in and say something about, you know, I'm a liar, pants on fire, something. Just say something, because I know you all have something to share. Maybe you're just as shocked as we were to find that we're some little liars.
We all are.
So, the lines are open if you feel the need to share anything. Even if, what do you think? When I said that, yes, lying is okay sometimes, did I make you feel like I'm a hypocrite?
Yeah.
Did you almost fall out your chair? Did you almost hang up? Are you not going to ever listen again? Just say something. But if you're not, we're just going to keep talking. It was really the goal to not have a long show tonight, because I know the game is on, and I see that we've lost some callers because probably, let's see, and most of them are male callers that we've lost. So I guess the game won tonight. We lost to the games. So I kind of expected that, but that's okay. Women rule the world anyway, so... We'll let the men go. But most of the people that have disconnected, I'm sure, are seeming that most of them are men. They're probably gone to watch the game. So women, you may feel better with sharing something tonight, now that you know that most of the men are gone. So the lines are open. I'll wait a minute. Tika, do you have anything before I go on? Or?
Well, you know, when you talk about the form of lying that is bondage, that's the one thing about that, is that it is preventable. That is something that is actually preventable, and it can be stopped. So with it being that, that's something that you can be free from those chains, because that is a form of bondage, to where you do it so much. It's just, and you know, I've come across people to where you know they're lying, but they believe their own lies, and that's their own world. They fit into that world, and they tell that story so much to where it is their truth. When everybody knows that it's not true, or they able to, you know, confuse and deceive some people, but it's another group of people that knows, well, no, that's not the truth, because they didn't tell me that last time, or no matter what, you got to continue to build on that lie. So I do see how you're saying that it's a form of bondage, but it's a bondage that, you know, doesn't have to be, because it's preventable, and it can actually be stopped. You can get out of that bondage right away, as soon as you stop having that huge exaggeration of, you know, what you do or what you're going to do or what you're about or what you want the world to think that you're about, when you know that you're really not. That, you know, it's not bondage that you have to stay in. It could be stopped.
Right. And like everything, and like every part of bondage and every part of our lives that are not godly things, it is a process, and it's, as long as you, you know, I'm reminded when Tika said that about the Apostle Peter denying Christ, and in anything, you know, we have to just seek God and go to God, go before God with the truth about who we are, because you know who you are. At the end of the day, I mean, I can't say enough about this. What your pillow knows about you, the tears that your pillow holds, the mirror, the man in the mirror that you see, that you know, God knows. So the very people you are lying to are irrelevant in your life. They are not going to make a decision. God is not going to turn around and say, "What, Tika, what did Tammy do? Should I let her in? Should I let her?" You know, so the very person or people that you are lying to for to save face or whatever those reasons that Tika gave earlier, whatever reason you are doing that, they really don't matter, because the very person that you think you are keeping it from, he knows all. He knows you. Mm-hmm. He knows how the number of hairs in your head. He knows everything about you. He knows the things that you don't know. He knows the future. So, you know, that is who we should be concerned about. So we can do nothing. We can do nothing without God. So the first thing, you know, we have to, it's really almost impossible to not be deceitful, because it's our nature. It's our nature to just want to look good. So really, you know, Philippians, I think it says, it's for it is God who worketh in you both to will and to do all his good. So I think that's in Philippians. Don't quote me on that. Somebody knows and want to confirm that. But you know, we just got to ask God for help and just be honest. Be honest with who you are and where you are right now today. Don't look back. Look to today and look forward and stop lying to yourself about the small things, about who you are. You know, people say, and I did this. This is one I mentioned to Tika about earlier. In my marriage, I can remember the you know, there were some times where my husband would say, "Tammy, what's wrong?" "Nothing." And I said, "Just that deceitful and hateful." "Nothing." Because in my eyes, I think you should know what's wrong. But I'm really lying about what's wrong, because there is something wrong, but I'm not saying it. So, like I said, even when we are not really thinking about lying, if we're lying and what we're doing, you know, hopefully this show will get you to thinking about that very thing. So, well, I thought we did have a caller. Let me see. Did we lose her? I think we did. I'm sorry. We did have a caller that had selected the number one. So if you're listening, I no longer see you in queue to make your comment or ask your question, so maybe you can call back in. And I believe we had Kim that was trying to get in from Tennessee. So, Kim, if you're listening and can call back and select the number one, do so, and I'll pull you right in. If not, I'm going to keep going. And, again, I'm just going to say this one more time. I can't believe you all are this quiet about this kind of topic. I thought this would be a juicy topic for you all, but maybe you're just shocked that you're right in the boat with us. So I want, let me see where I got myself off here, so I'm going to pick back up on where I ended on my notes. Okay. Hearing all this, do you think that, and especially with society, has telling the truth, and I know you guys are not going to answer this, but has telling the truth become more difficult for you in your personal life and your professional life? You know, someone brought this up to me saying, you know, they could remember when if a boyfriend or a girlfriend asked, "Are you seeing someone?" You know, many of us have asked that question like they're really going to say, "Yeah, I am. I'm seeing someone else." You know, we probably could all relate to that as well. So many examples for you to go by or to keep in mind as you leave the show tonight. Let's see. I mentioned this earlier. Most of society feels that speaking the truth means that a person is either hateful or hurtful in most cases. And, again, God tells us, the Word tells us, speak the truth in love. In Ephesians 4:15, it says that speak the truth in love. So, again, I think it's what we say, how we say it, and always our intentions and our motives. Because some people will speak the truth out of malicious to make someone feel bad as well. So it could go both ways. Some people will speak the truth in the most vain way. So keep these things in mind. I do have a few more quotes that I would like to share with you and a few more scriptures. And after that, if you guys don't have much more or have anything to say, we'll go ahead and close out. One of the quotes is, things come apart so easily when they have been held together with lies. I took that a little bit deeper, and that was by Dorothy Allison. Things come apart so easily when they have been held together by lies. I look at our lives that we live, and I thought, could that be why most of us feel like we're unraveling, that we're coming apart because we're living a life of lies? You know, we have people thinking that we're this, we're that, we're happy. I wish I could, and maybe I can pull this up. Tika's daughter shared something with me, and it was kind of talking about the question someone asked, how are you? And this person says, I'm fine, but behind it, it says, you know, basically, I'm hurting, I'm miserable, you know, all these things. And so how often do we say that? So could it be that our lives are coming apart, or we feel like they're coming apart because we can't keep up with the lies, we can't keep up with the perception of who we've created to society? So another thing, when truth is replaced, and this is another quote, when truth is replaced by silence, the silence is a lie. And that's by, I wish I could say this name, but it's Yavinci. I'm going to call it Y just for the sake of making sure I get the credits out there. But when truth is replaced by silence, the silence is a lie. What does that mean? Basically, on many occasions, we decide or we choose not to say anything. Again, because we feel like we're going to hurt someone's feelings, or we just don't want to say. Prime example of what I said when someone would ask me what's wrong, I said nothing. Well, that's a lie. The silence that I chose at that time was a lie. Something was clearly wrong, but I just, out of immaturity, out of whatever you want to call it, pride, nothing. So, again, the truth, God's word tells us, the truth shall set you free. So, basically, again, to me, lies are a form of bondage. You know, again, and the biggest lies that we tell are the ones to ourselves. So, If nothing comes about this, if you guys don't have anything to say, please, as you go about the rest of your week, you know, start thinking about the things that, the little white lies that really have no value. You're not saving anybody's life. You know, nobody's knocking at the door asking you where John Doe is because they're going to hurt him. It's just things that either make you feel better about yourself or it's going to gain you some kind of value, something. Think about those things that just, little things turn into big things. It comes to a point where you can hardly keep up with what you said, when you said it, and who you said it to. And I think, again, our nature is just to be deceitful, I think, in most cases. And we can only change first by acknowledging that there is a need for change, and then by making an effort, making a commitment to do the things that are needed to change. I want to just ask you this question, and you, again, this is for your personal time. What is your definition of lying? Do you lie? Remember the definition, and based on that, do you lie? May even want to say, how often do you think you lie, and what about? Just how important is being truthful to you? How important is it? You know, I think sometimes we say it's very important to us, and we expect everybody to be very, very truthful with us. But if you really think about it, we're not always very, very truthful with people. So I'm learning that if you want something, you got to be able to give it. Don't expect something from someone else that you can't give or that you're not giving. That has really, I'm really dealing with that in my life as well. So don't expect something from people that you are not giving or not even willing to attempt to give. Mm-hmm. Answer these questions again, in your own personal time if you need to. The lines are open. We're not done yet. We have about 6 minutes to go. But with that being said, just think about those things, and that's all I have on the show. I hope you all have enjoyed it. I hope you have taken something from it in the greatest way. I hope you have. I think we have a caller. We do.
Okay.
Let's see.
Oh, good.
Okay, we have a caller from the 770, and I think that is Atlanta, and the last four is 8021. And you're on
yes.
air with us?
Yes, Tammy, this is your cousin.
Hi, Diane, how are you?
I'm proud of you so much. Keep on the good work, okay?
Thank you. Are you in the boat with me? Are you a liar? She's my cousin, so I can ask that. Are you in the boat with me?
Yes, I am. 9 o'clock.
Well, thank you. Thank you so
okay.
much.
Keep up with
your okay,
work. Talking
All
about
right.
our subject tonight.
Thank you so much.
I'm with you always.
Okay.
And travel safe to coming down here.
Okay.
Hey, Diane.
Okay.
Love okay.
you. Bye-bye.
I love you, too. Bye. Okay. Well, thanks. That is my cousin out of Atlanta, and she has listened quite a while as well. So, you know, nothing like having family support you. So my hat's off to you all. A number of you have just been on since I've mentioned Latasha as well. She has never missed a show from day one, and she's in some instances has beat me on. I come on and she's already signed on. So there's nothing like having family and friends support you through your journey. And again, as Tika and I have said, you know, I don't know who I thought I was doing this show for. I just felt that God was always telling me to do something like this. But the topics that actually, Brandon told me some time ago, you know, just use what God is dealing with you in your own life. You know, what's going on in your life? What things are you going through? And allow Him to minister to you, basically, on the topics. So, that being said, if you all, the listeners, we can't say enough about your support. So, if you have things that you want us to talk about that we're not talking about, let us know. You know, come in and just or send us an email or something and let us know what you'd like to talk about. So that being said, thanks to everyone tonight. So sorry for keeping you. I'm sure the ladies probably want to watch the game too. And our plan was to maybe just do a 45-minute show. Didn't happen. You guys were pretty quiet, but I think, as one listener said, that, you know, they're just taking it in. So that's a good thing, too. That's a good thing just to kind of listen, as Tika say. You know, we can listen a whole lot more, and we can learn. You know, we have two ears, two eyes, and one mouth. So that's a good thing to kind of take away from the show as well. We have about two and a half minutes. Tika, if you just want to take it over and go ahead and end it, just about 2.5 minutes we have to go.
Okay. Yeah, I did, and this show has been for Tammy something that has just really filled us with more knowledge. And just like it says in Hosea 4:6, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. And so the more we learn, it is not something we're holding in. When we learn it, it's like we can't learn it. It can't even sink in our heads fast enough before we running out telling it to somebody else. And actually, whatever you tell and whatever you share and whatever you teach, you will retain 90% more of it just for the fact that you went out to go and teach it and tell it to somebody else versus you just reading it and trying to keep it memorized. You'll memorize it about 10%, but once you go out and you teach it or tell it to somebody, you retain it about 90% of the time. But I just want to leave you with saying that we can be overcomers through the power of the Holy Spirit as we seek to become more like Jesus. Not only do we want to stop lying, but we also want to keep our words so the people would know and see that we're honest and trustworthy. So as Christians, we all want to represent our Father well in this life and be honest and free from forms of fabrication and lying. And I'm sure that this may be, in fact, one of the most difficult things to stop doing because, like everything else, it's become a way of life. But as everything else, in ending that one life and beginning this new life, it all took one day at a time. So the one very thing that you need to remember that even though this may be a challenge to stop doing this, or if you recognize that you're doing it more than you ever realized, just know that with man, it may be impossible. With God, all things are possible. And that scripture is in Matthew 19 and 26. It says, "But Jesus beheld them and said to them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Thank you for joining us this week on Butterfly Evolution. We pray that you have a safe week and you join us again next Monday night at 8 p.m. on the same station, same time, same channel. Good night.
Thank you. And I just, before you guys hang up, I have one quick thing since we have just a few more seconds to go. Remember, learning to be firmly and consistently truthful requires self-discipline. Again, it requires self-discipline and courage and firmness and consistency. We must go to God for all our help because that is where our help comes from. Thank you again. We look forward to seeing you back here next Monday. Thank you.
God bless. Good night.